Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Cameron Phillips Podcast with me, your host, Cameron Phillips. I'm so happy to have you here with me for another episode, and it's been a little while since I've recorded. It's been about a month, and the world has changed a lot in a month, and I'm sure everyone is sick of hearing about this, but we're going to talk about some positives today and talk about some of the things that have been going on in my life and kind of just have a general discussion of some of the things that I've observed, some of the things that I've experienced and gone through myself, and everything having to do with this unprecedented shift in reality on this earth. And it's actually really, really crazy because I want to talk a little bit about a book I'm reading right now that I think a lot of you could be interested in as well, and how I'm reading this book, which was written a few years ago, and talking about hypotheticals, and then all of a sudden the world is in this like chaotic turmoil state. And it's just so fascinating to see how it directly impacts and like relates to the book. So let's dive into it. How is everyone? I hope everyone's doing well. I hope if you are listening to this podcast right now, I'm going to leave you with a little quote that I hear when I do my yoga classes. I take a lot of yoga classes on Peloton, which is a workout company that originally started with cycling. You guys may or may not be familiar with it. It is... The concept is kind of like SoulCycle in a way where it's like you get the workout bike at home and it streams live classes, and it's honestly really, really great. But on top of that, they also have the platform that hosts the classes, and through that they have yoga and strength and a whole bunch of other amazing classes. And I have a login through my mom who has an actual Peloton bike, and I do the yoga classes on there all the time, and it has been so great for my mental health and my physical well-being and everything over the past couple months. And I've just really loved getting back into yoga. It's been such a positive force in my life, and especially at times like this. But in the classes, the whole point of me telling you this, in the classes, you know, you'll be right in the middle of kind of a hard posture or a difficult sequence or a difficult flow, and you're really just kind of like, you know, going through it. Sometimes in yoga, you really have to push yourself, and, you know, you work to maintain that inner breath and that inner, I guess, consistency and flow and focus throughout the movements you're doing. That's kind of like half of the point of it, and or arguably the whole point of it. And the instructor will just say, you know, lift your back leg, like whatever. And then he'll be like, now lift the corners of your mouth, as in like a smile. And every time, it's so simple. It's so simple, and it might even sound so cheesy, but when he says, the one instructor that I always take classes with, he's like, lift the corners of your mouth, and you can't help but feel good when you smile. So everyone listening to this, just go ahead and lift the corners of your mouth right now. Take a deep breath. I think a lot of us have found a new routine. And I really don't like the phrase a new normal. But in a way, I guess that is true. A new way of going about living life with your thoughts and this uncertain time that we're in right now. Everything having to do with the global pandemic that is currently happening. What a time. A lot has changed. I definitely want to reach out and offer support to those of you who have lost jobs, those of you who have been stressed, those of you who have had very big changes in your lives. I lend my support to you. We're all in this together. And the good thing is, I was talking to one of my friends earlier in the day, and I think it's really important to remember that this is not forever. You know, as much as the mainstream media and the news and all that is just hyper-focused on negativity and numbers and data and predictions, a lot of which aren't founded in data, and just this kind of endless cycle of being bombarded with negativity. Oh my God, it's so toxic. I had to make the conscious decision to stop the news and to stop reading about it, stop watching it, click not interested when it keeps showing up on my YouTube, and really like move forward from that negative cycle. Because in the world of media, clicks get money. And what do people like to click on? Sensationalized negativity. Not to say it's not important to stay informed and to follow, you know, the health and safety guidelines that have been put in place wherever you live around the world. I think, of course, that's important to follow. But I think it's also important for your mental health to take a break from reading the news and take a break from the videos and take a break from the constant bombardment with information that just is overwhelming and flooding in like a true disease of the mind. I think it's really important for everybody to take the time out to make sure you're finding that inner peace and finding that state of positivity and balance that you may have been living in the past, or you may have been striving to get to anyways. Now is a great time to really work with your mind and really help yourself move forward throughout this. I think mental health could be honestly one of the largest victims of this pandemic. I think the amount of stress that's been injected into society and the amount of worry and anxiety and negativity is a disease in itself and very, very toxic. And I think it's very important for all of us to remember the impact of being positive and staying on the bright side of things and staying away from all that negativity and coming back to what makes all of us feel good on our day-to-day basis. So I'm reading this book right now that directly ties into this. And the book is Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. Some of you may be familiar with this. It is a really powerful book, and it talks a lot about things that we discuss in this podcast in terms of manifestation and the art of attraction, the law of attraction, and just working with the brain to change your results and your reality in life by working with those limiting beliefs, that subconscious, everything that you hold and how you show up and how you bring that to your work and to your life and everything. This book really dives into that, but from an actual scientific, research-based perspective that focuses on the brain and the heart and how when you think different thoughts, it changes the emotions and the chemicals and the hormones in your body, which results in a totally different physical reality for your body that you're living in. And it is really, really fascinating reading this book, talking about society and talking about people and talking about the planet we live on and how large scale events can impact the collective consciousness and how people like cast out their energy into the world. And that all works from the principle of electromagnetism, meaning that your body produces an electromagnetic field that radiates around you from the pumping of your blood and your heart and your breath. And that is how a lot of nonverbal communication through this art that we're talking about comes from. And this also, you know, lends into astrology and lends into the moon and so many other things, because we live in, this is crazy, but when you really think about it, we live in a world that is surrounded by frequencies and things we can't understand. Think of radio frequencies. Like if you had a radio in front of you and you turned it on and tuned to the right station, you'd start hearing music or people talking. That goes on continuously. Those frequencies are everywhere around us right now. We just don't have the receptor to turn it on and plug into it. Until you get a radio, then you turn it on and tune in, and then all of a sudden you hear this. That is the principle of energetic frequencies flowing around the world, and this can go way farther. It even talked about how the sun and solar flares impact the electromagnetism around the earth and impact people collectively. And so to take this even further, it comes back to when events like this happen and when the whole world goes into panic and into stress and into anxiety, that impacts the frequency that we all give off collectively, which like looms over our cities, looms over our population centers, and doesn't do anything positive for anyone. And one of the things they talked about was the power of collective meditation. And it was so funny reading this because this is all so practical and relevant right now. But obviously, this book was not addressing this. It was written a few years ago. And it talked about how when you can gather a group of people together and have everyone focusing on raising their frequency through positive thoughts and positive emotions and powerful emotions that you like root into your different chakras about, you know, bringing in joy and love and things like that, it can have an effect on people who are not participating in the meditation. When a whole group of people gets together and casts this energy out into the world, it can impact everyone around them, which I think is just incredibly powerful. And so then I go on YouTube today, and I see that this astrologer that I follow on YouTube posted in the community tab on YouTube talking about how there is a big project for a collective meditation coming up. I think it's tomorrow night. I put it in my calendar. Yeah, tomorrow night, because tomorrow is a big astrological event. I'm into astrology. I don't know a ton about it. I would like to learn a lot more, but all I know is that there is some large event tomorrow that is kind of like a sign of new beginnings or new optimism and a powerful shift in like planetary energy. And so people are coordinating this giant mass meditation tomorrow night on April 4th, which is probably going to happen before a lot of you hear this podcast. But I think I'm going to participate because I've never done anything like this before. And I saw this on YouTube and I just read about this and understood all this new material about it. And I thought it was so fascinating. And what time like the present to come together as a planet and as a species and really work to uplift all of our fellow people and all of our fellow communities and countries and nationalities and everything. I think one of the big positives of this event has definitely been the coming together as a globe, in a way that has not been seen in many, many, many years, if not ever. I mean, with the prevalence of mass media and all of that, which, you know, is arguably part of the problem of hysteria and panic and promoted the negativity like we were talking about earlier. But with that also comes the power to organize people, especially through these spiritual teachers who have platforms and people who are able to come to the table and organize a group of people to come together for group meditations and things like that to help raise the positive energy around us all collectively. I think that's so beautiful. And I think that I would love for anyone who listens to this podcast to take away from today's episode a moment of just reflection and peace, and maybe try and take 5 or 10 minutes today to go off and do your own meditation and come back and ground yourself and just feel really good about your life and shift back into that positive space and try for a moment to let go of everything going on and just focus on your thoughts and really put out that positive energy for yourself and for the world as a whole. I feel like we all could definitely benefit from it. And if meditation is not a practice that you participate in at all or frequently, I would definitely urge you to explore it, learn about it, and maybe try to bring it into your life. I feel like some of the biggest things that have kept me grounded and sane this year before this event even started has been yoga and meditation, which have always been in my life at various points and in various frequencies, but I feel like recently combining them together has led to a lot of positive well-being feelings in my body, and it's really added to my life, and I definitely would recommend exploring the world of meditation. I actually want to put together a quick like intro to meditation program to teach you guys about the way that I approach meditation, the way I use it to, number one, distance myself from my thoughts and find that space and realize that, you know, you are not your thoughts, and your thoughts could be taking you down negative paths and making you anxious and going down negative spirals that do not serve you. And when you can separate yourself from your thoughts, it can be incredibly powerful. And that is kind of the basis of meditation, is seeing your thoughts and seeing your world almost as an outside observer. But the other half that I throw in is the manifestation side of it, which is setting intentions and then feeling the joy and feeling the emotion of what I'm trying to bring into my life in this meditation, in this deep state. And through that, it can feel amazing. It can be so grounding and calming, and I can leave meditation feeling as if I've just woken up and I'm starting my day again with this incredible, like, you know, when you wake up and you just are in the best mood and you just feel amazing, like you're ready to start the day. That is how I leave most of my meditations every time. And it's just a beautiful feeling. And I definitely want to be able to share that with you guys and inspire you to feel that energy in your own life. So moving into the business side of things, I'm generally giving you like a update on everything going on here. The travel industry is suffering and will suffer for a while. I have no idea how this is all going to play out. I'm optimistic, and I know that things will get back to the flourishing, abundant place that they were right before this started. It might take some time, and without question, things will evolve. The way we travel, the way we communicate, the way we think about life will evolve 100%. And I think that the best thing we can do is work to have it evolve in a way that serves everyone and makes things more accessible and encourages people to get out and explore. I think so many people are going to have a new fire and a new passion for getting out and experiencing this world and exploring it, because like so many things, you never know when your time is going to be up. You know, coronavirus aside, I think it's so important to be able to get out and live your life now for today and to make an effort to connect with the world, you know, through incredible places and like experiencing new cultures and people. It's such a powerful thing to do. And I think a lot of people are waking up to that because of this, because of having that ability taken away from them. It's amazing when you take away something from someone and they don't have the possibility to do it. It changes their whole perspective about it and makes them want it even more. So it's going to be really, really interesting to follow the travel industry over the next really several years to see how that all changes from this. as well as business. You know, a lot of people have been laid off. A lot of people's situation, job situations have changed. Many, many, many people are now working from home and don't have office environments. And there's a huge adaptation that everyone is going through in order to get used to that. And it's going to be really interesting to see how the workforce and the workplace changes after this. You know, there already has been a huge shift away from the traditional 9-to-5 structure, even in corporate jobs. A lot of jobs obviously offer many work from home days, in some cases unlimited work from home, unlimited vacation. You just have to get your work done, and it shifts the whole perception of trading time for money and goes more towards trading value for money, which is really the key to life. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this all unfolds once these quarantines are lifted and once people can go to the office. How are companies going to evolve from this moving forward? What will traditional work look like? And how can all of us benefit in our own lives and our own careers and our own mindsets as we grow and evolve from this moving forward? I think there's a lot of really, really interesting things, a lot of incredible topics that I want to expand upon and share with you and have discussions about. And a lot of my own business ventures that I am working on and have had to kind of put the brakes on a little bit because of everything going on. But I feel like there's a lot of things that I don't need to put the brakes on. There's some physical things like shipping and stuff like that that I'm working on that need to wait a little while. But there's a lot of things that, if anything, now is the time to go full steam ahead. And I'm so excited to let you in on some of that. Some incredible new media projects that I'm working on that is going to be kind of the next era of everything that I do. So there's going to be a lot of positive evolution and change in the whole world that will come from this. And I think it's really, really important to remember that and say no to the negativity and really just shift to that energy of, you know, of the present, of where we are now, but also into how beautiful things are going to be as we move forward through this. So I hope that left you with a positive feeling for today, and I hope you're having a beautiful Friday. It feels so good to be able to connect with you guys and chat again. It's been a little while. So if you enjoyed this, make sure to stick around and subscribe on iTunes for more episodes in the future. And follow me on Instagram and send me a message on anything you'd like to hear me cover and how you're feeling about the current situation going on in the world. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for being here. All the best energy. And I can't wait to see you again in a future episode. Bye-bye.